listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
بشکل رنگ و گل بس حقیقت میں خار ہے دنیا, ایک پل میں ہے ادھر سے ادھر چار دن کی بغار ہے دنیا. زندگی نام رکھ دیا کس نے, زندگی نام رکھ دیا کس نے, موت کا انتظار ہے دنیا, جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے, یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے, جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے, یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. اجل ہی نے چھوڑا نہ کسرا نظارہ, اسی سے سکندر صفاتِ بہارا, پڑا رہ گیا سب یوں ہی ٹھاٹھ سارا, ہر ایک لے کے کیا کیا نہ حسرت سدارا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اہلا وسہلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome. And welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isop, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Hello. You're probably wondering, today being the 14th of Safar, 1446, corresponding to the 19th of August, 2024. Some of us might know what the nasheed that was playing just now, right? Some of us might know what it means. But if you have lost a dear one or a loved one or someone who was very special to you, then you would understand the grief and the void that's in a person's heart, that you yearn for that person, you know, just so you can see them one more time. By the end of the day, it is the hukum and is the decree of Almighty Allah. And when we hear when someone passes away, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So as I was saying, that when you lose a person and we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, to him we belong, to him is our return, and that him is referring to Almighty Allah. You know, Like just today, a very close colleague or a very close friend of ours, Mufti Sahib always mentions Haji Muhammad Khan, lost his beloved mother, passed away, and bringing back memories of the time when I've been to many family mayats funerals. You feel the grief, you feel the sadness in your heart. But nothing will compare the loss of a parent. And it is something that will be very close to my heart. You know, my father gave a small description or brief outline of my beloved father. My beloved father was my friend, my companion. You know, they say my compadre. A best friend. And when you have that person in your life and you can confide in them in many things. When we used to walk together in the streets or anywhere, then the people used to see us and they'd be like, my father used to make this joke and he'd say, you know, this is my younger brother, because we had so much, we looked alike, and everyone, you tell everybody, no, this is my smaller brother. Then you'll be like, oh, your brother. I said, yeah, he's my brother. Then you say, no, he's my son. And you know, my father imparted a lot of wisdom and hikmah. My father was the type of person who would say things in such a way that you wouldn't understand it at the time when he says it, right? But when he used to say it, and then after a while you think, now what was he trying to say? And thereafter after that it made sense as to what he was trying to say, and you'd be like, oh, he was saying that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all the marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus full their kabar with noor. And I go every Sunday. Whenever I get a chance, I go on a Sunday. And some people have different ways of filling in that gap or trying to overcome that grief. My father passed away 3 years now. And even when I go to the masjid, like just the other day I went to the masjid and one of the brothers, my father's satis, he told me, like, you know what, your father, you know, he left a legacy. And he said, you know when a person leaves, has a business, and he doesn't come, he got all his managers and everything for the boss to come. Then that's how they described my father. He says, now we're just waiting for you to fill in that step of your beloved father. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant my father the highest stage. Jannah grant all the marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So inshallah, we're going to see today's day in history. So inshallah, let's see. Today is the 19th of August. So what happened on the 19th of August in 14 AD was the death of Augustus, who was the first Roman emperor. Then in 1929 was the death of Sergei Pavlovich, who was the founder of the Russian Ballet Company. Then in 1989, Poland becomes the first country in Eastern Europe to end one-party rule as Solidarity's take office as prime minister. In 1990, Iraq leader Saddam Hussein offers to release all Western hostages in exchange for a U.S. withdrawal from the Gulf region and end the blockade. So that's basically what happened on August 19th in those years. Some of us might think, you know, when you see a person and you look at them, you think to yourself, this person doesn't know what I'm going through. They don't know what I'm going through, and they haven't been in my shoe. But if you actually speak to the person and you understand where they're coming from and what they have been through in their life, someone, you must always remember, someone always has it much worse than what you have it. You might be thinking, you know what? This guy here, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know what I've been through, which is the truth. Sometimes your problem is much bigger than what I would have. I would feel my problem is bigger than the next person. But you must never feel that a problem is a burden. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never burden a person with what more they can handle. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a test, He gives us a test because He knows that we will be able to handle it. Not because we are weak, but He knows that there's nobody else that we can turn to but Almighty Allah. In Surah Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And the translation is, he alone do we worship, and He alone do we ask for help. So you know, when you have a difficulty or you come to a blockade in your life, always turn to the Musalla, always turn to Quran, pick up your hands, read 2 rakat Salat al-Hajat, ask Almighty Allah to help you in whatever problems and issues that you have. Don't forget that 12:30 is our recipe segment, and inshallah you can send in your messages on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. We're just going to go for a quick nasheed break, and inshallah when we come back we will continue with our discussion. And we return to our program. Sorry about that, and we had a small break. We just had to sort out something. I do apologize for that. But inshallah, we're going to be trying to get a hold of our beloved Maulana Zaid Khan. So inshallah, I'm just going to get through to him. But we're going to listen to that nasheed. And once we get a hold of our beloved Maulana Zaid, then Maulana Zaid will give us some insight, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we have our beloved Maulana Zaid on air. We say Jazakallah khairan. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana.
Hi, Suleiman.
Wa alaikum salam. I'm okay, alhamdulillah, Maulana. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. The first time I'm you calling me from somewhere, so I understand why people say it's very faint. You can't really hear much.
Okay. Okay, Maulana, hear me now?
I can hear.
It's fine. You can call me, Maulana. It's fine. You know, may Allah's mother accept. Inshallah, one day.
Inshallah. Why not? One day, inshallah.
Inshallah. Maulana, I was speaking with regards to losing a loved one. Right? I'm not sure if Maulana heard our Muhammad Khan's mother passed away.
Muhammad Khan?
Muhammad Khan's mother passed away, Ji.
No, I'm not sure.
Ji, I don't know. She passed away. The mayat is at 1:45. And it'll be at the Avalon Kabristan. So I was telling the listeners about how, you know, when you lose a person, a loved one, a father, a mother, a brother, or someone close to you, and how you can use different ways of filling that void. Then maybe Maulana can, and also, you know, when it comes to any problems in life, also mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. Allah doesn't burden a soul which he cannot handle. And, you know, we look at with the people, when we look at people, we see that, you know what, they got a smile on their face, and you think, hey, this person will go, no stress, no, nothing, no, not, not, nothing's troubling them. But when you actually speak to them, then you realize that their problem is actually bigger than what you actually thought it was. And you thought these people don't have any issues, but they're sitting with so much problem, but they just smile on their face and they say, Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakil.
So, Haji Suleiman, with regards to the, you said the Muhammad Khan's mother passed away.
Muhammad Khan's mother, Ji.
Umar Khan's mother.
No, Muhammad Khan. You know, Mufti, he comes and picks up Mufti Saab?
Ji.
So that's the same Muhammad Khan.
Okay. So first we say, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. And this in itself is, it's in the Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal says, in verse 155, and when you hear this year, when they hit with a musibah or some difficulty, any difficulty, I'm busy walking, something all of a sudden I trip, or I'm holding a glass in the kitchen, and all of a sudden it falls, the first instance you have to reply is with Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. And the news, it is difficult, of course, for the son, and of course, it's your beloved, honorable mother. And this is such a time where people also grapple. They don't know what to say. But just say, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. And this in itself, so psychologically, there is this positive aspect in it that we belong to Allah. And to Allah, we're going to return. And this, you know well, when it is mentioned in Fadail Amal also, when the Sahabi radiallahu anha had experienced her own son and he had passed away. And then she gave this example at the end to present, to train. You see, Haji Suleiman, like also when you giving news to someone, then it should be in a manner that is going to be according to that situation. Now, if you're going to tell a person, you're going to phone a person and you're going to say to him that, you know what, in a harsh manner, you're giving such sad news, then it is going to have the opposite effect. So also to know how to say it, this is all lessons that we learn. So she presents this example to the husband so that the husband is mentally prepared for it. And when she says that, look, what would you do in a situation where something didn't belong to you and the owner asks, he borrowed it to you and he asks for it back. So likewise, we say to our brother Muhammad Khan, who lost his honorable mother, that Allah Azza wa Jal has taken back what belongs to him. It's difficult times for you, but for you now, it is in the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, that we will definitely test you in one of the categories which is coinciding with what we are speaking. It is about losing your family members, loss of life. And you could just take so much of solace, and this will then enhance your patience in this spiritual avenue to seek for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure in this year. How do you do this? You look at Palestine and you look at the different areas in the world where so much of people are suffering and they are losing, people are collapsing, dying in front of them. And just now on the weekend, we've seen that these people, they just go and they put a bullet in behind, or they go and shoot a journalist. For them, it's absolutely nothing. So these Palestinians, what they go through, this should also give you that courage, because they are giving courage to the entire world at the moment. So may Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for you. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And this is now. Remember, a person was standing at the Qabristan, and she was crying. This lady was crying at the Qabristan. So that is why another reason why women, one of the hikmahs you could say, is why women should not go to the Qabristan, is because they are unable to control their emotions. And this woman was crying and tearing. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come past and said, ittaqillah wasbiri, that fear Allah and exercise patience, tolerance. And she then immediately said that, you don't know what I'm going through and you don't know what I'm experiencing. Then afterwards, someone told her, innahu nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then she didn't know. As soon as she came to her senses, she quickly ran to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she didn't find any bodyguards or any of that security guards at the door. And she went in and she said, I didn't know that you were Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama sabru in the sadmati al-ula, that sabr is at the onset of that difficulty. Innama sabru in the sadmati al-ula, at the onset when it just hits you, at that critical juncture now, this Allah Azza wa Jal, and this becomes rewarding for you at this difficult time. So when you are hit with this, the loss of your mother, the mother is so honorable to you. And we've seen Haji Suleiman, I don't know, in South Africa at the moment, mashallah, our youth, I don't know where this beautiful training is coming from, or is it in the madrasa and the maktabs, is it in the homes, but so is it the ulama, of course, it's all together, and they are all playing this major role in training our children to have respect for the parents. We're seeing it is improving. I wouldn't say it's gone to a good high level as yet, but we'll say it's improving. That so many people, that last week when we lost that Riza, brother Riza, Marhum Riza, also how much of respect he had for his parents. So now is the time that you see, look, last point, and then we'll leave you, inshallah. How can you be of benefit to the deceased? This is a question, especially to your honorable mother. So the best way, you can build wells, you can do so much of good work, but the best way is for you yourself now to say, I'm going to become the friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then this year, when a parent leaves behind waladun salih, a pious, righteous child, and he continues and in the footsteps of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and all the pious people that we are seeing today, witnessing today, then this child is an asset for that mother, for that father. We'll leave you just with one more instance, one more incident. And Aziz Suleiman, you still with us? Am I still with you?
Yes, I'm still here. Don't worry.
So it is mentioned in the kitabs and the life of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, that a particular person, and this person, the father had passed away. So the wife, she didn't know what to do. She absolutely didn't know what to do. And she was having dreams that this father, her husband and the father of her children, is now in burning in the fire of Jahannam. And she was perturbed by it. She didn't know what to do. So then she, second night, same dream. So she brushed it off and said, maybe perhaps it's just, you know, one of these incidents that occurred suddenly, or just a bad dream or something. Third night, same dream. And now she's seeing now, what can she do? She's in Iddah. She doesn't know what to do. So she quickly calls her children and says, oh, my beloved children, this is what is happening. But the younger children, of course, they don't understand. So she said, I'm making a plan for you people to enroll in a madrasa. So they went into the madrasa from a home. She arranged everything, and the children now attend the first day of madrasa. The Qari Sahib, he just teaches them this much. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, and he says alif, alif, ta, and probably also ta, alif, ba, ta, which they already, who doesn't know that now? As a Muslim child, as much as that little much we know. So he taught the children, the sons, all of this. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alif, ba, ta, and the children then went home. The same night, this mother was in Iddah, had a dream that the husband and the father of those children is walking in Jannah, and the angels are embracing this particular person. And now she's wondering, she wakes up and she's astonished and wondering what had happened, what had transpired. Then she has a dream to say that the angels came and said that, look, your children, your sons had said the qualities of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, and these were the children of this particular father that had passed away. Allah Azza wa Jalla addressing it said, how can I punish my banda when he's saying Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim? Take him out. He's saying most compassionate, most merciful. His children are saying most compassionate, most merciful. You take him out and you put him into Jannah. So this we see was the result of a pious son which you leave behind. And this is where you play your part now, inshallah. And constantly you reciting Quran Sharif, giving out sadaqah, you yourself becoming a hafiz, doing something good for the deceased. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her Jannah. Allahumma ghafir laha wa rahamha wa sakinha fil Jannah. That, ya Allah, you forgive her and locate her into Jannatul Firdaus. Haji Suleiman, I think our time is up. Anything else?
No, Maulana, that would be all. Jazakallah khairan for taking the time out from your busy schedule. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you in whatever you are going through as well, Maulana.
Inshallah. So you make dua for us. We're currently here in Morningside, so it's close to Rivonia. This was our place before. We used to work here and all of this here. So Morningside, at a nice, decent hospital. Make dua for my family also. They went into theater just now, so I said, let me see how we can make use of our time. You know, Mufti Sahib teaches us these things. So we're constantly learning something, and it's good to be with you also. Make dua for us. We'll meet tomorrow, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khairan, Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And that was our Mulana Zaid Khan. He's currently not in the office. He's had a small emergency that he had to attend. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for him as well. 12:30 Central African Time. This is our segment where you can send in your recipes. If you've got any recipes to share, send it through to 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84-786-3132. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, so now it's recipe segment, inshallah. Our first recipe is a bhajia using tinned sweet corn. It's a simple recipe for a bhajia using tinned sweet corn. So the recipe, the ingredients, you're going to need 1 cup of tinned sweet corn, 1 cup of tinned sweet corn, 1 cup of gram flour, 1 cup of gram flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon of cumin seeds, 1/4 teaspoon of cumin seeds, 1/4 teaspoon of coriander powder, 1/4 teaspoon of coriander powder, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric powder. If you want, you can add in 1/4 teaspoon of red chili powder, 1/4 teaspoon of red chili powder if you want, 1/2 cup of water, 1/2 cup of water, and vegetable oil for frying. And if you want for garnish, you can add in chopped cilantro. If you want for garnish, you can add in chopped cilantro. So the method is that you're going to drain the tinned sweet corn and you're going to rinse with the water. Drain the tinned sweet corn and rinse with water. Then in a bowl, you're going to mix the gram flour, the salt, the baking soda, the cumin seeds, the coriander powder, the turmeric powder, and if you are using the red chili powder. So in the bowl, you're going to mix the gram flour, salt, baking soda, cumin seeds, coriander powder, the turmeric powder, and if you are using red chili powder. Then you're going to add the tinned sweet corn to the bowl and you're going to mix it well. Add the tinned sweet corn to the bowl and mix it well. Then what you're going to do after that, you're going to gradually add the water to the bowl. Add the water to the bowl. And then you're going to mix. You're going to add the water to the bowl and you're going to mix until a thick batter forms. You're going to add it until a thick batter forms. Then you're going to heat the oil in a deep frying pan over medium heat. You're going to heat the oil in a deep frying pan over medium heat. Using a spoon, drop small portions of the batter into the hot oil. Using a spoon, drop small portions of the batter into the oil, hot oil. Then you're going to fry until the bhajias are golden brown and crispy. You're going to fry until the bhajias are golden brown and crispy. Then you're going to remove from the oil and drain on a paper towel. Remove from the oil and drain onto paper towel. Then you can serve it hot with a chutney. And then that's when you can enjoy the crispy and delicious tinned sweet corn bhajias. So that was a recipe for the bhajias using a tin sweet corn. So we're just going to go through it again. 1 cup of tin sweet corn, 1 cup of gram flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon of cumin seeds, 1/4 teaspoon of coriander powder, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric powder, and if you are using, 1/4 teaspoon of red chili powder, 1/2 cup of water, and vegetable oil for frying. And if you want to add the garnish, you can use chopped cilantro. Then the method, you're going to drain the sweet corn, the tin sweet corn, and you're going to rinse with the water. In a bowl, you're going to mix together the gram flour, the salt, baking powder, cumin seeds, coriander powder, turmeric powder, and if you are using the red chili powder. Then you're going to add the tin sweet corn to the bowl and you're going to mix it well. Thereafter, you're going to add the water to the bowl and mix until a thick batter forms. Then you're going to heat the oil in a deep frying pan over medium heat. Using a spoon, drop small portions of the batter into the hot oil. Then you're going to fry until the bhajias are golden brown and crispy. Remove the oil from the drain. Remove the oil and drain onto the paper towel. Then you can serve it with a hot chutney. And that's how you have your tin sweet corn bhajia. We say jazakallah khairan to the listener for sending in that bhajia recipe. Our next recipe is a dal recipe. Right? So you're going to need 250 grams of masoor dal, 250 gram of masoor dal, 2 cups of water, 2 cups of water, 1 chopped onion, 1 chopped onion, 2 minced cloves garlic, 2 minced clove garlic, 1 chopped carrot, 1 chopped carrot, 1 chopped celery, 1 chopped celery, 1 can of diced tomatoes, 1 can of diced tomatoes, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 teaspoon of grounded cumin, 1 teaspoon of curry powder, 1 teaspoon of curry powder. Then you have salt and pepper to taste. Then you're going to add 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. The method, you're going to rinse the lentils and soak them in water. Rinse the lentils and soak them in water for about 30 minutes. Rinse the lentils and let them soak in the water for 30 minutes. Then you're going to drain the water and set it aside. You're going to drain the water and set it aside. Then you're going to heat the oil in a large pot over medium heat. Heat the oil in a large pot over medium heat. Then you're going to add the onions, the garlic, the carrot and the celery. Add the onion, garlic, carrot and celery. And you're going to add it until it's tender. Heat the oil in a large pot over medium heat. Then you're going to add the onion, garlic, carrot and celery until it's tender. Then you're going to add the cumin, the curry powder, and the lentils. Add the cumin, curry powder, and the lentils, and you're going to stir it well. Then you're going to add the diced tomatoes, the water, the salt and pepper. Add the diced tomatoes, water, salt and pepper. Then you're going to bring to a boil. Then you're going to reduce the heat. Bring to a boil and reduce the heat. And let it simmer for about 20 to 25 minutes. Let it simmer for 20 to 25 minutes or until the lentils are tender. You're going to let it boil for 20 to 25 minutes or until the lentils are tender. Then you're going to blend it for a smooth consistency. Blend for a smooth consistency. If you want, you can serve it. You can serve it with garnished with the fresh herbs or spinach. So that was a simple dal recipe, but we're going to go through it again. 250 gram of masoor dal, 2 cups of water, 1 chopped onion, 2 minced clove garlic, 1 chopped carrot, 1 chopped celery, 1 can of diced tomatoes, 1 can of diced tomatoes, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 teaspoon of curry powder, 1 teaspoon of curry powder. Then you're going to have your salt and pepper to taste. And then you're going to have 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. 2 teaspoons of vegetable oil. Then you're going to rinse the lentils. Rinse the lentils and soak them in water for 30 minutes. Then you're going to drain it and set it aside. Then you're going to heat the oil in a large pot over a medium heat. Heat the oil in a large pot over medium heat. Then you're going to add the onions, garlic, carrot, and celery until it's tender. Then you're going to add the cumin, the curry powder, and lentils. Then you're going to stir it well. Then you're going to add the diced tomatoes, the water, salt, and pepper. Then you're going to bring it to a boil. And then you reduce the heat and let it simmer for about 20 to 25 minutes. Or until the lentils are tender. Then you're going to blend it for a smooth consistency. Then you're going to serve it hot, or if you want, garnish it with fresh herbs or spinach. And that was our simple dal recipe. Our next recipe is for a chicken chow mein. Chicken chow mein recipe. So you're going to need 1 boneless skinless chicken, right? You're going to need 1 boneless skinless chicken, and you can cut it into thin strips. 2 cups of chow mein noodles, 2 cups of chow mein noodles, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 1 chopped onion, 1 chopped onion, 2 minced garlic cloves, 2 minced clove garlic, 1 cup of mixed vegetables, 1 cup of mixed vegetables, 2 teaspoons of soy sauce, 2 teaspoons of soy sauce, and you're going to have salt and pepper to taste. So you're going to need 1 boneless, skinless chicken. Then you're going to cut it into strips, thin strips. 2 cups of chow mein noodles. 2 cups of chow mein noodles. 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. 1 chopped onion. 1 chopped onion. 2 minced cloves, 1 cup of mixed vegetable, 1 cup of mixed vegetable, 2 teaspoons of soy sauce, 2 teaspoons of soy sauce, and salt and pepper to taste. Then you're going to cook the chow mein on the chow mein noodles according to the package instruction. You're going to cook the chow mein noodles according to the package instructions. Then you're going to heat the oil in a wok or large skillet. Heat the oil in a wok or a large skillet over medium heat. Then you're going to add the chicken and cook until it's browned. And cook the thorough. Add the chicken and cook until it's browned and cook thorough. Add the onion, garlic, and mixed vegetables. Add the onions, garlics, and mixed vegetables. And then you're going to stir for 2 to 3 minutes. You're going to stir it for 2 to 3 minutes. Then you're going to season it with the salt and pepper to taste. Season it with the salt and pepper to taste. And if you are using garnish with the salians, then you can garnish it with chopped salians. And that is your chicken chow mein recipe. Say jazakallah khairan to those who sent in your messages and your recipes. Due to time constraint, we won't be able to continue any further. You have to play out our Dhuhr Azan. But we say Jazakallah Khairan to each and every one of you that sent in your messages. From the team of the Midday Report and the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, bi amanillah, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.